We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A cafe owner helps a dad raise funds for a little boy's life-threatening condition. The couple behind a quirky riverside cafe reveal plans for the site's reopening. And a Norwich opera singer gets a standing ovation at the Britain's Got Talent auditions.
A father fundraising for his son's rare condition has teamed up with a city coffee shop owner. Connor Cross has been on a mission to raise thousands of pounds for the charity supporting his one-year-old son, Reggie Cross, who has Dennis Drash syndrome. At 5 months old, Reggie was diagnosed with the rare genetic disorder that affects the kidneys and the development of the genital and reproductive organs. He will be waiting at least 2 years to receive a life-saving kidney transplant. But after an unplanned visit to OP's coffee shop, the owner, Oliver Lee Stevens, and Mr. Cross joined forces to raise money for a kidney charity. He said, "After completing the Norwich Half Marathon, I popped into OP's. I had no idea the owner, Ollie, was a runner. We got talking and he took an interest in Reggie. He really wanted a spot in the Cambridge Half Marathon, which I had signed up for. I contacted Kidney Care UK and asked them if it would be possible for Ollie to run and fundraise for them. He has been brilliant with raising awareness and has even put up flyers at the shop. Every Sunday, OPs have a run club and I will often take Reggie along. Coffee and running brought us closer together." Mr. Cross said he wanted to do something out of his comfort zone to fundraise for Reggie. Already, £6,000 has been raised across his donation pages.
A cafe which offers boat trips on the Broads has been renovated after a five-month closure. Thorpe Ferry Cafe, which has a ferry service that runs from the site in Bungalow Lane to Whitlingham Country Park, has been renovated. The site along the River Yare closes each year in October for a break over the winter period. But this year, owners Ja Fisher and Jack Fisher have been busy upgrading the cafe and ensuring that the all-important ferry engine is replaced. Mrs. Fisher said, "The ferry service is an integral part of the cafe and is run as a community interest company. Stephen Ellingham owns the boat. He recently upgraded the engine. We plan to set up a new social media page focusing on the ferry and the beautiful wildlife on the river. We have also redesigned the cafe's kitchen, potted fresh plants, and installed a new toilet block. My husband, Jack, has created a new breakfast bar inside the cafe. The site is open from Thursday to Monday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the ferry service operates during those times."
A singer from Norwich got a standing ovation after her audition on Britain's Got Talent. Emma Newell, 38, wowed the judges and audience with her operatic performance. Mrs. Newell works as a special educational needs support teacher, but regularly performs around Norwich, including busking on the street. The soprano singer performed a rendition of Nessun Dorma, an aria from Giacomo Puccini's opera Turandot, which was popularised by Luciano Pavarotti, for judges Simon Cowell, Alicia Dixon, Amanda Holden, and the new permanent judge, KSI. When asked about her motivation to audition, Mrs. Newell said, "I really wanted to be on a big stage and wanted to people to see me perform on the global level." Mrs. Newell said, "I was so nervous, but when I went on, it was the best feeling." Simon Cowell, who has been a judge on the show for almost 20 years, said, "Normally with that song, I prefer guys when they sing it, but I have to say, you did a really, really good job." Musician and YouTuber KSI gave her high praise, saying, "I felt it down my spine. It was so good." Hosts Ant and Dec also joined in calling her special and complimenting her. Mrs. Newell gained all four yeses from the judges, meaning she will go through to the next round of the talent show.
Well, we've come to the end of this part of Chatterbox, and we will now hand over to Lorna Jesty and Matthew Tucker. So from me, James McGarry, goodbye.
And from me, Bridget Cook, goodbye.